This is Natalie Gochner, one of the hosts of Both Sides of the Aisle, and I represent the common sense middle. Well, here we are. We've reached the end of an extraordinary, bizarre, and some might say miserable political news year. But the holiday season offers a time for reflection. So today we're going to revisit some of the best political gripes from the past year. You heard that right. It's the Gripe Show. But first, this news. This is Natalie Gochner, and 2016 is almost behind us. Jim and Dan are on holiday. As you know, on this show, our hosts, Senator Jim DeBacchus on the left and Representative Dan McKay on the right, regularly voice their weekly gripes at the end of each show. Today, in lieu of our regular show, we're bringing you the best gripes from 2016. As we review this past year's notable grumbles and grievances, our producer, Ross Chambliss, will help out by telling us when each gripe aired on the program. So sit back, grab a mug of warm eggnog, and enjoy the show.
Thanks, Natalie. Our first gripe from this past year comes from episode 131 back in May. Here's Representative Dan McKay.
Okay, here is what I am going to gripe about. It is this. There is never, ever enough opportunities to spend time talking about issues that we all care about in the public forum because for the most part, we have devolved, Natalie, into the trite little elements that we're talking about in the presidential campaign and the gubernatorial campaign. Nobody's having this war of ideas because everybody is relying on party labels. That's my biggest problem. That was too political, heavy.
It sounds like a moderate.
I'm right there. I agree with you. You know, I agree 100%.
Wow. Well, sometimes everyone can agree. The next gripe comes from episode 120 in February. Here's Senator Jim DeBacchus.
We are at the Capitol, and we're having a great time here. My gripe is the chairman of the Judiciary House Committee, who was dealing with a very much cleanup bill that had to do with changing some words in state law and turned it into an anti-gay diatribe like this state has never seen. It was a sad, sad day last week when that happened. It was totally out of place, and it was wrong.
And that was from February. Next, here is Natalie in March this year, back when the caucus elections were heating up, episode 123.
Let's go to gripes. I have to tell you, sometimes when I hear Jim talk, I just start writing my gripe.
I am your gripe.
So I'm going to start, and I'm just going to say this. We only have a minute, but very quickly. Jim used the term establishment. People are using the term establishment like it's something really bad. If establishment means limited government, if it means limited government, free enterprise, individual liberty, I am establishment. I don't want to be a racist. I don't want to be unkind to women. I don't want to incite a trade war. I don't want to be a bully. I'm establishment. Jim, your gripe.
Okay, for this next one, we're going to skip ahead a few months to June, episode 139. It was hot, both in the studio and in the political season. Here's Democratic State Representative Brian King, who had joined Natalie Gochner and Representative Dan McKay on the show.
But do you have a gripe?
Yes, I have a gripe.
Okay.
Now, I want to know where Dan is on Donald Trump. See, George Will and others,
talk about Trump.
Michael Gerson, I mean, David Brooks, there are a lot of Republicans who said, and to his credit, I'll give Mitt Romney credit on this, they've had the guts to stand up, the spine to stand up and say, Donald Trump's a terrible representative for the Republican Party. You, I see your look on your eye, Mr. McKay.
I'm like, ready.
Don't ask me that.
No, I'm ready.
I want to know where you
are
in this. Donald Trump supporter or not.
And George Will's out, and David Brooks is out,
and
Mitt Romney
Michael
is
Gerson.
Out.
But here's the thing. With Hillary, I'm 100% guaranteed crazy. With Trump, I'm only 50-50.
I can't believe that.
With my 50-50.
I'm so happy to tell your opponent, your Democratic opponent, about this.
He's in. So anyways.
Your gripe, Dan.
My gripe today is air conditioning.
Oh my, you're stealing mine.
Then let's just both do it together.
Is this just a funding pitch for KCPW?
I was going there and just saying, hey, we wouldn't be here without your past support, and we cannot remain here in this hot little box any longer without your future support.
That is shameless and pitiful, you two. And the fact that you both came up with it together tells me the left really is the righteous group here.
The problem
self-interest is
because
what we've
Dan
got operating.
And I are on this program, they're not meeting their funding goals. They need more liberals chatting up the storm. I don't know what it is.
Yes. Well, listeners, we can always use your funding support here at KCBW for better air conditioning to cool off our political guests. Perhaps this next gripe will help. Here's Representative McKay sharing his skiing experience back in January this year, episode 115.
I went skiing this last week because...
A lot of beautiful powder.
There was beautiful powder, and the young man in me was calling me to the mountain.
Oh, no. Did you pull a muscle?
The old man in me lamented it the entire time that I was on that mountain. I was cold. The visibility was terrible. My knees hurt. My shoulders still hurt today. I'm falling apart.
Oh, my God.
She's
such a kid.
It gets worse, Dan.
All right. Well, that was cool and refreshing. Now, back into the heat. Here's another gripe from July, episode 140. We had Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill on the show, along with Dan and Natalie.
Yeah. Dan, do you want to say anything there before we go to gripes?
No.
You want to go a program without talking about Donald Trump, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I wanted to.
Yeah,
we failed.
I'm kind of the same way. He just keeps making news, and you can't help but...
He's a slow train wreck you can't take your eyes
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it's just rough. It's really rough. Hey, well, let's go to gripes.
I happen to be in the path of the train wreck, so it's one of those things. Anyways.
Yeah, let's go to gripes.
If you let me help you from the left, I'll pull you off the track.
Sim, what do you want to gripe about today?
What I want to gripe about is this is the second time Jim DeBacchus has sort of at the last minute left me with the holding the bag. So, that's what my gripe is.
Speaking of Jim, he always seemed to have plenty to gripe about. Here he is in March, episode 124.
All right, we have to go to gripes. And Jim, I'd be just so pleased if instead of a gripe, you had something positive, because it's been kind of a negative vibe on the show today.
Not a chance.
Okay, you go.
You know, the lecherous state that has to get involved in, that constantly says that horrible arm of Washington, D.C. reaching down, reached into the smallest neighborhoods of our state and decided we know better than you know. And under the rubric of property rights, they took little bungalows all over Sugar House and said big developers can come in that don't give a crap about neighborhoods and tear them down, tear down the whole kind of camaraderie of our neighborhoods at Yale and Harvard and up in the avenues and all across the state, and pave the way for McMansions or whatever developers feel is good, leaving neighborhoods to deal with the ruins of them stuffing a few bucks in their pocket. Those decisions should have been left in neighborhoods with communities, not with a know-it-all legislature.
Okay, well, this next gripe came from Democratic Representative Joel Briscoe on the left, recorded in October for episode 154.
I haven't seen a Republican in Utah say they're going to jail people if they win their election. But I just have a wish for my friends on the other side of the aisle. And that is, when you give a Democrat who starts to run against you and runs a good campaign and makes you anxious that you might not even return to the legislature, it's a good thing for democracy. And we're having Republican legislators call Democrats and say, why did you give money to my opponent? It's about dialogue and debate. Do we believe in it? Do we believe in having alternate points of view in the state of Utah?
Yeah.
Then let's let them
let's
happen.
Show a little respect.
We do not
let's let them happen
things.
And let's let the public make their choices.
All right. Now, the last gripe in this segment is from Senator Jim DeBacchus, again, recorded in March for episode 126.
We got to run to gripes. And I don't know, Dan, Jim's kind of already been heated up, but I can tell he's going through his papers because he's got a few gripes there. Jim, can you want to gripe first?
I will gripe about, there's so many things, it's hard to do it. SB 246.
Oh.
That's the port in Oakland.
Okay.
The story keeps coming out on what a horrendous investment the state of Utah made in a private port in Oakland, California. It's just horrendous. The governor threw in his pocket $29,000 in a campaign contribution, or $14,000. The legislature, another $10,000 or $12,000, from this Bowie coal company that's going to benefit from it. It is dirty, and I think law enforcement is going to be looking into this, because this is a very, very strange deal. Keep your eye on that Oakland port.
I got zero, so I'm fine.
No gripe today.
Maybe my gripe should be, why didn't I get this campaign money?
You're listening to Both Sides of the Aisle. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, we'll be playing more gripes from 2016.
You're listening to Both Sides of the Aisle, and I'm Natalie Gochner in the Common Sense Middle. Today we are airing the best gripes from 2016. And now, back to the gripes.
Okay, this next gripe is from January this year, episode 117. Here's Representative Dan McKay.
I had, my braces were taken off this week.
You sound great, you look great.
It was my birthday, I'm 42 years old, and I'm still upright and walking. I have nothing to be upset about, so I apologize. I'm just not going to have a gripe today. I'll come up with one next week, I promise. But this week, just things are so good, Jim.
I love it, Jim. And he's in the majority party, and so life's good up here.
I get it.
Yeah.
I always have extra gripes, Dan.
Right. Things always seem to be sunnier for the majority party. Okay, here's this candid give and take about the state of the world between our hosts, recorded back in July, episode 142.
Jim, my son, serving an LDS mission in Mexico, comes home in 3 weeks. I finally started to write about his return home. And, you know, I said, I want to share some perspectives. Perspective on the family, perspective on what's going on right now, because he's been in a bubble. And I found myself sending a very sobering message, you know, about what he's returning home to. And it's ISIS, you know, it's the Brexit, it's the Donald Trump thing, and now it's this police thing. I mean, it's a tough, you have, I love your perspective, Jim. Tell us your quick thoughts. Do you agree that it's a grave kind of tough time?
I think it's overdone to the extent that I think there have always been these kind of problems. But this instantaneous view of everything and this terrific ability of these, normally a cable television station is somewhere where the big ones are getting 1,300,000 viewers. But when one of these shooting happens, it spikes up dramatically and they go from a few $1,000s for a spot to very large amounts of money. So right after that shooting in Dallas, they already had drama in Dallas and the creepy music.
Yeah, it's instantaneous.
And they take all of these issues and amplify them. So, yes, there are these
problems.
So
we all walk around depressed.
We do.
Yeah, that could be a gripe.
And that's why, you know, I will save it for my gripe. You just gave me a good idea.
Let's do it. Jim, you're on.
You know, the mother of all problems in America.
I thought it was going to be the mother of all gripes, Dan. What is he going to say?
Gets down to campaign finance reform. Mm. You know, virtually everything is decided by the people with the big paychecks on every level of government. It is a catastrophe, and it means the people are more and more and more out of the loop, and the lobbyists and the people with the cash are more and more in the loop. That is the great looming catastrophe of America.
Very interesting. Good. Let's hear your gripe, Dan.
You know, it's a beautiful day outside. Mm-hmm. The sky is blue, and the weather is phenomenal, candidly. And aside from a few, you know, of our other little issues, if it wasn't for actually paying attention, we'd be pretty happy people. And what I would argue is I kind of miss a little bit those days of being super uninformed. Yeah. I know that sounds terrible.
Yeah. Because right? could just go golf and just enjoy
when
the
birds. Lived in a bubble in law school, I was away from those events and it was okay.
To be aloof and uninformed again. Wouldn't that be nice? Nah, let's get back into the gritty reality. Here's this from Jim in June, episode 137.
All right. I'm on the Commission for the Stewardship of the Public Land, and...
Okay.
Wait a second.
I give him a free mic, and he starts talking about public lands again.
We talked about this during the break. We are going to give him this kind of opportunity.
Go ahead, Jim.
The PR was expended for a cockamamie lawsuit, $343,000 went out. I said to staff, I want to see the bill.
You got a timer.
Guess what happened? They won't show it to me. This is state money with $343,000 going off to
I'm an elected official
on the commission to Pignanelli and Foxley, the lobbyists who are there for the governor, and a group tied to the Koch brothers and Logan and another PR firm. They won't show me or you the damn bill. What kind of craziness is this?
Okay, this next gripe from 2016 comes from Democratic State Representative Angela Romero, followed by Natalie, recorded in May, episode 133.
Angela, what's your gripe?
My gripe is it's really start by believing. We've seen all this stuff happening at BYU, and I want to mandate rape kits, all rape kits. I filed that bill on the first day we could file.
But they're always processed. They're never
stored. Always processed. Mm-hmm. And also about how we destroy rape kits. And for me, it's frustrating, and I don't know where Representative McKay sits on this, but I'm tired of always re-victimizing a victim.
Mm, yeah, very good gripe. My gripe, I'm griping about the governor's race. I don't think it's substantive enough. I'm tired of talking about super glued locks, speed dating, Alta Club meetings. Why aren't we talking about the intergenerational decision at the point of the mountain? Why aren't we talking about the Olympics and what's next with the Rio this summer? How about election reform, and how do we put, you know, preserve in place this modernization of Count My Vote that's happened? I could go on. Tax modernization.
Policy is missing from this debate.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
I'm ready for a much more elevated discussion about our chief executive.
Well, let's hope we hear more civil and constructive discussions about policy from our elected officials in 2017. Okay, this next gripe comes from Representative McKay, recorded in March, episode 157.
Hey, Dan, you ready for gripes?
Totally.
Let's hear it.
Apple computer, what have you done to me? So they have their big unveil of the latest laptop, and that was, you know, just the other day, I guess last week. They have this big unveil of what they're going to do. It's the next generation of computing, and they come out with a new silver laptop with keys and buttons and interface. It's and a slider
a little
thing
touch
up
screen.
Here that's so gimmicky. And the day before it, Microsoft comes out with this whiz-bang desktop that looks phenomenal, and it's going to be cool for designers and like this. So the little techie in me, who absolutely worships at the throne of Apple computers, is really, really
Steve
disappointed
in
Apple completely falling off its innovation cycle. I'm bummed.
Jim, that's a great gripe, Dan.
I like that gripe.
Yeah, nice gripe, Dan. This next one comes from Senator Todd Weiler on the right and was recorded back in March this year when Republican candidates for president were at each other's throats.
I've got a ton of things I can gripe about. I'm going to gripe about our selection right now. I mean, I saw a meme with a little kid, you know, trying to get away from his mom's arm, like flailing on the floor in the grocery store. And he said, and the meme said, I don't want to vote. I don't like any of these candidates. I apologize, but that's kind of how I feel about the election process right now. I really liked Marco Rubio. I know he did not do well in Florida, but quite frankly, I'm not really a Trump fan. I'm not really a Cruz fan, and I think John Kasich is a nice man, but he's not going to be president of the United States anytime in my lifetime.
All right. Now, this next gripe is from September, episode 149. It was when former Utah Republican Chairman Thomas Wright and Democratic Representative Sandra Hollins were on the show with Natalie, and here's what they had to gripe about.
Thomas, since you were on the program last, a lot has happened with the Affordable Care Act, and some of it is falling apart a little bit. I don't know if you want to mention anything there.
It's definitely falling apart. And
that's a feeling from the political right anyway.
Yeah, you set it up perfectly for me. But it is falling apart, and I think this is what people on the right feared when a 2,100-page bill was forced upon a Congress that hadn't read it, hadn't looked at it, not even the Speaker. Pelosi admits now she didn't read it. She didn't know what was in it. And what were her words? You know, let's pass it and find out what's in it. And this is what happens when you do that. And so when you have a Democrat House and Senate and President, and they force a 2,100-page bill, this is where you end up. And the problem for me, Natalie, in a nutshell, is for healthcare, for me, the problem was more about cost. Mm-hmm. I was at a point in my life, starting a young family, where it was hard for me to afford healthcare. I understand that issue myself. Mm-hmm. And I know many, many other people in this country have faced that. It was never about access. Mm-hmm. Obamacare was about addressing access, which was never the problem. Mm-hmm. The problem was cost.
Interesting.
And he never addressed that. And had he addressed that, we'd be in a different position. Because he addressed access, he actually drove the cost up.
Yeah.
And we have an even bigger problem now than we had before.
Tough.
And then I'm on the other end where, you know, I've experienced it personally also. I had my sister, at the time she was a single mom raising five kids, and ended up with a brain tumor, no health insurance. This afforded her an opportunity to be able to get the treatment she needs so she is able to work, so she is able to get into, so she is able to support her family. And so, you know, I think we got to look at both sides of the spectrum, because for every story that we have that's not successful, we do have success stories out there.
That's the spirit of both sides of the aisle, getting both those perspectives out there. Just real quickly, any quick gripe you want to mention? One sentence gripe, Sandra, you got something you're following in the community that you want to gripe about?
We need to address affordable housing in this community.
Perfect. Thomas?
I agree. Let's address affordable housing.
I agree. Let's address affordable housing, and let's also get those Jimmy John bicyclers to travel more safely. That was my prepared gripe.
Well, it's nice when everyone can agree. Okay, for this next gripe, we go back to June, episode 153, when we had Representative Brian King and Senator Todd Weiler on the show.
I'm going to gripe about partisan moderators for presidential and vice presidential debates. And I want to say this.
I was going to say partisan moderators on both sides of the aisle.
Walter Cronkite is a liberal Democrat, but he did a great job in the 60s and 70s and into the 80s of kind of concealing that and trying to be as neutral as he could. In the last 5 years, 3 years, all of that pretense has been thrown off. And we know that Fox News is on the right and everyone else is on the left. And that's okay. I guess I can live with that. But don't come into a debate and bring your media bias with you. I mean, Lester Holt asked Donald Trump about every embarrassing thing he's done, and Hillary Clinton got a complete pass. I mean, she was asked questions, but not, I mean, Matt Lauer asked her one tough question and got jumped on by the left. I'm saying if these media people can't keep their biases at home, we ought to find somebody else, another group of people to moderate the debates.
Fair enough.
Because this is ridiculous.
Good gripe. Brian, what gripe do you have for our listeners?
I'm so tempted
you can
to
gripe.
Respond
well,
to
that
his
happens
gripe
all the time if you want to.
Liberal media bias. What a pile of crap. That's my response. But my gripe is this. I have been dealing with just many trolls and clowns on Facebook and Twitter, especially Facebook, individuals who come along and they want to just scream and yell and swear, and they want to basically rant on your Facebook page without making any reasonable attempt to persuade, using mm-hmm. facts, using mm-hmm. arguments that are mm-hmm. sound, being reasonable. And you know, it doesn't help. Sure, we're dealing with some divisive topics here, but can't we all look at facts and look at reasonable arguments as opposed to coming along and calling somebody, you know, using personal insults or swearing at them?
Yeah, you're going to make a bunch of our listeners want to go look at your Facebook page.
He deletes them.
No, I didn't delete them, but I blocked a lot.
I delete them.
All right, so we are approaching the end of the show. Our next gripe comes from November, episode 158. Regular listeners know much of this year was imbued by the presidential election, and Natalie had a consistent irritant for her gripes.
Well, I mean, what do you guys think I'm going to gripe about?
Me?
No. Oh. I'm going to gripe about, I've used this line that anybody that uses bimbo in a tweet loses my vote. Mm. And so I'm gonna gripe about the.
Hey Jim, I'm gonna delete this tweet.
I'm gonna gripe about Donald Trump's treatment of women, and I'm gonna say that he's got a long way to go, and I'm hoping that there's a recovery in some way. I don't know what that would look like, but I hope it comes, and I hope his staff takes away his phone. As president, he's just not capable of.
No POTUS tweeting, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it violates his standards of communication, but I think they have to do it.
So there you go. Okay, next. This is from April, episode 128, Dan McKay.
Are you ready for your gripe today?
200 West is driving me absolutely crazy in Salt Lake City.
200 West, Salt Lake City.
The what are those, bike lanes they're calling them? They're ridiculous. We have absolutely destroyed, which was a good north-south traveling lane with these bike lanes that have just gotten so expansive.
And you're a cycler.
And I'm a cycler, okay. But those things are ridiculous.
Okay.
And finally, here's the last best gripe of the year. This one, also from Representative McKay, again from April, episode 130.
My gripe is Jim. No, okay. he did say that it would be good to give money to KCPW, and I agree with you. I'll just throw that plug in there. But my gripe this month, or this week, is social media. It's amazing how echo chamber the social media world becomes. You think you're actually communicating people. You're really not. You're talking to a group of like 5 or 10 people who listen to your stuff and you listen to them. And pretty soon you're trapped in a box. And unfortunately, you keep hearing your own echo back at you. And I'll be honest, social media is not a productive conversation. Please stop putting long diatribes about what you feel about one issue or another or that kind of thing and think that that is all you need to do for political participation. I would say come to a meeting, listen to a candidate, be involved, go and talk to somebody, go knock a door, go get a neighbor that's right across the street and introduce yourself because you haven't met him, you've been on social media. I'd say get outside yourself. That's my gripe.
Wow, and there you go. Well said, Dan. Avoid the echo chamber of social media. Instead, keep listening to KCPW, your local community public radio station. It's where you will continue to hear lively debate and get all sides and perspectives to these contentious political issues impacting our state. Oh yeah, and thanks for your financial contributions to KCPW. They're truly what make both sides of the aisle possible. And that's my plug. And here's where I hand it back to Natalie Gochner to end the show. I'm Ross Chambliss, your producer for Both Sides of the Aisle. Happy New Year.
Well, that does it for our Best of 2016's Gripes Edition on Both Sides of the Aisle. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to be done with 2016. We'll be back in 2017 with regular programming. The show today was produced by Ross Chambliss. Thanks for listening.